forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Welcome, welcome. I'm gonna start the welcome table. Strangers with Candy. Do you ever see the episode of
voice.
First question. Did you ever see the episode of Strangers with Candy where she joins the cult?
Can we edit out the cough?
Megan.
We're real in this
podcast. We're actually raw real. It wouldn't be It wouldn't be honest because it'll affect the rest of the podcast.
Okay, what the fuck's going on with you?
Seriously, I'm so welcome. How do you feel? Former crush of the week. First time someone's transcended.
Yeah. Maybe? From crush to guest.
Do you think that's true? Probably.
Well, do you know that somebody... messaged me.
Joe Castlebaker did that. Who
I was. I was just thinking Joe Castlebaker did that.
Our two favorites.
But I don't need to say that. Because he already knows.
I know.
Okay.
Someone messaged me from high school that I went to high school with. Mm. And they said, I didn't even know you did comedy. Yet, you're the crush of the week.
Congratulations.
And they were like, they were talking to me like you guys. They were like, I love them to D.
People feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, but I'm glad we celebrate that.
Yeah, we celebrate that. We're starting a revolution where people talk like complete idiots all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Well, and then when I opened for you, someone came up to me and said,
at Chicago?
Yeah.
She opened
Chicago.
For Guy Thing.
Oh, beautiful.
She had one of the funniest riffs of all time. So what happened? Someone was yelling at you, and then what'd you say?
Oh, probably like, when you eat my ass.
No, you're like, okay, he wants to tear my ass open.
I go, okay, someone wants to tear my ass open and do anal to me. And mom, if you're listening, turn it off.
Well, it's funny you bring it up because I actually did happen to not meet but see your mom and her boyfriend.
I received a DM from the club coming bartender saying Megan Stalter's family is coming.
I was in an impossible situation because then
I'm in Los Angeles. Take your meetings and names. I'm like, okay, cool. Even like Megan Stalter's parents are coming to the show that I'm not at tonight.
No. I get a message from the club guy and he's like
the club guy. We know club guys
from David.
Yeah, we love David.
We love him actually.
He actually might be my crush of the week.
He actually might be mine too.
Okay.
And so he's like, a performer's parents are coming. Can she go the lineup? Her name is Meg Soldier. I was like, absolutely. At the same time, you DM me. I was like, hey, when am I going? Am I able to go later in the lineup? And I was like, yeah.
He was like, anything for you or Sanjaya, which I don't know who that is.
You don't know Sanjaya?
Is she a Disney?
No, it's American Idol.
It's American Idol,
honey. No, I thought she was a Disney star.
Oh, babe, no.
Said, I was like, Pat, I can't wait to meet you. I feel like we're best friends already. And he was like, I'm Sanjaya for you. And I
No, Sanjaya girl. So Sanjaya girl.
It's a meme,
Before there were memes. Sanjaya girl was a girl who was sitting in the audience of American Idol. Now, this is upwards of 7 years ago. But it's so important.
It's way more than 7 years ago.
I said upwards of 7 years ago.
Don't do this to me.
When was Sanjaya girl?
22 years ago.
When?
Which is 22 years 10 ago.
10 years ago. 12 years ago. 12 years.
22 years ago.
Sanjaya girl's 35 years old.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Sanjaya girl.
Wow.
Sanjaya was this guy that was like kind of bad at American Idol, but he just like kept moving along for some reason. And then like this girl was like crying so hard in the audience watching him. And there was a meme of her just like you're dying watching Sanjaya.
Wait, so if you're saying you're Sanjaya for me, you're saying I'm bad guy.
No, I'm saying I'm... No.
I freak out. I storm out of the room.
I'm bad guy.
Okay, now I know what it means.
Okay, this is Sanjaya.
I thought she was a Disney star. Okay.
She's not a Disney star.
Oh, I see. I get what it is.
You're thinking of Zendaya.
Yeah. Zendaya is Michi.
And when he said that, I was like, is that right?
Zendaya is Michi.
Okay.
Now, did you see Zendaya's Met Gala? Like, I'm just kidding. Can we not talk about
that?
Talk about that? Like,
what we talk about
when
we don't talk about the Met Gala for once.
Oh my God. People are like getting so up in arms.
I have fun with that.
With the costumes?
With the costumes.
You had fun with that?
I have fun looking at the looks.
I know, me too.
So many people got it so wrong that it was amazing.
Sometimes people think that they're like literally like investigative reporters when they tweet about like the stupidest shit. And it's like you have to have the right. It's like, get over. People take themselves so seriously.
You know what my number one strange addiction Billie Eilish is? when people tweet, when people with, I don't know, a couple thousand followers.
I know.
Tens of thousands even, tweet as though they're the president of the United States.
I know.
Like, hey guys, I've been silent on this for a long time, but I want to say, like, this is the way it is. Like,
I know.
What? Like,
I know.
I tweet, like, poopy in my little butt. And it's retweet city, population me.
There's a girl that's the ex-girlfriend of my college teammate who
congratulations.
Has literally, she probably has maybe 200. But she identifies as a pro triathlete. I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah.
But she tweets as if she is truly a, like, enormous, like, athletic public figure. And, like, I have a strange addiction to reading her tweets. I will seek her out. Like, what her tweets is like, I'm finally ready to publicly announce my goals for 2019. And it's like, okay, who cares? I'm obsessed.
Well, somebody commented on one of my videos, and he has maybe...
I wonder if she listens to this. Whatever, I can't control it.
You cannot control it.
You can't control what you say. That's
I can't control if I say hurtful things to people who are actually very kind and nice.
That's one thing you can't control.
So somebody commented on a video that, I worked really hard on,
your
actually.
Your Megan Salter show is
I love that.
I want to be a guest so bad.
Me
honey,
too,
look at
for
me.
Once.
It's happening. It's happening when you come to Chicago.
You know, I'm coming June 7th through
9th. I hate to unveil it, but unveil
if I'm going to be on it, Meg. Unveil if I'm going to be on it.
Look at me. If you're in Chicago, honey, we're getting you on it.
That's so conditional. That's so conditional.
Do you think I should do location shoots?
Yes.
We're Orlando.
Where do you shoot in Chicago? Whatever room that is, it's so perfect. It's, like the wooden panels.
It's in the Clickhole building, but they're tearing it down.
Oh, it's a set?
Yeah. Well, it's like a room that they don't need anymore.
Congratulations.
Yeah, like then there was dead air.
She booked it. She booked the room they don't need.
They're like, wait. So someone commented, and now our fingers
fingering. What's happening to Clickhole? Is it still happening?
Are you Clickhole?
No, I'm not Clickhole.
Everyone in Chicago technically is employed by the Onion.
Well, they're not tearing down Clickhole, but the room we do the show in. Why? Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be talking about this, I don't think.
Why?
Well, I mean, maybe people are wondering about the room.
Oh, is it secret?
Maybe it's a secret room. I don't really know. Look at Pat's face.
I'm so confused. Wait, are you Clickhole?
I'm not. The guy that makes the video, Nick Moore, is with me. Yeah.
Who's is Nick Moore?
So he's tall.
Is he hot?
He is hot.
Is he single?
Well, he is single.
Are you
right
dating
now.
Him?
We did have a thing for a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm going to fight you for him. I want to fight with you.
Oh, my God.
I would.
The only thing that can make us closer is fighting over a man.
He's very sweet and very good at what he
does. Happened with you guys? How did it start, Megan Stelter?
How did it start? Are you queen of Chicago?
Okay, well, no, the goal of the podcast is to make the guests feel horrible. Okay, so congratulations.
Well, first I have to say that with the Twitter stuff, someone commented on a video and said, this was a waste of my time. I don't get the... It was a 3-minute video. Yeah. One of the episodes. And then I looked at their page. There was like 10 followers.
Yeah. I know.
So with Nick... Oh, I shouldn't be using his name. I don't think. Should I?
Do you want to bleep his name?
I think it's fine, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I was open about Massage Beef, the porn that I watched.
And I was open about... My freshly shaved and scraped up. Yes.
Wait, I wanted to say to that when you guys were talking about oiled people.
Yeah.
I want to say that I like dry.
No. Get out. You're canceled. Megan Salter is canceled.
But you're a dry girl. We're wet. We're
I like girls. Shower though. Like if someone's pressed against a shower and they're like they that kind of thing. But then
it's
oil
hot when the boobs are pressed against a shower wall.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, okay.
Someone had to.
Dad, turn this off.
Wait.
Your daughter likes when boobs are pressed against a shower.
Arrest if that's a crime. Arrest me in a shower,
Daddy.
I only tried to shower once, and famously, the water was hitting me in the face really hard. And then it ended up famously, and me just, like, sadly jerking on the bathtub floor.
I had sex in a shower in a dorm at Princeton. Next day, I wake up with a UTI. Had to sing at a recital, a song from the last 5 years. Had to pee in the middle of it because the UTI was bad. I was like, hold, please.
Do UTIs make you pee hard? A lot, I mean.
Often and painfully.
Yeah.
I have this, maybe I have a UTI. I have the smallest bladder. I'm always peeing.
It would be painful. It would burn, maybe.
Wait, don't say that about yourself.
Whoa.
I always pee.
He shouldn't be talking.
We need
like
that. Thank you.
Meg, I pee.
You're my friend.
I pee every
More
second.
Than a friend. They're kissing.
You're my friend. We're making out. He pressed us up against the wall earlier.
Pat tried to fuck us in the hallway.
I literally said we should get started soon.
He said, if you guys want to eat today, you better get in your seats, you little brats.
You little piggies. Wait, yeah. Frog over. That's my favorite Megan Stalter phrase. Tell them about your favorite phrase.
Well, sometimes I'll look at someone in the audience. Mm-hmm. I'll say, you need a frog over. I'll say, come frog over. Yeah, it's about 5 minutes of dead air where they're not moving. Then they come over and I'm and Pat's kind of confused.
I am. I'm thinking about nicotine.
It means come over. Come to me so I can talk to you.
Oh,
and they, and I really mean jump.
Frog on over. Frog on over, baby.
Frog on over.
Wait, somebody follow
we're gonna
me.
Have, do you know we're going to have Christina on the podcast?
Yeah.
We just feel that we
really?
Are.
Really? I felt that too.
Because did I have a dream about that or did you?
We just felt like what happened was we were talking about The Sims downtown where you can interact with mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And you just go downtown. And,
for 40 bucks.
For 40 bucks.
For expansion pack, 40 bucks.
So we were saying we know we're going to have her on. We just had a feeling. But when she comes on, I'm just going to treat her normal.
Yeah, you could say, like, what are you working on? Or what did you work on?
What did you work on?
I love when I meet a celebrity. I act like I don't know who they are.
What did you work on?
What did you work on? Where did you hail from? You know when people say, I hailed from Ohio? I hailed from Ohio. Wait, so someone followed me into the bathroom once when we were having SCX.
Uh-huh.
Wait. So I go like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom.
So like in the middle, you go to the bathroom. Yeah. They follow you in.
There he is.
I hate
behind
that.
Me.
I hate that.
There he is behind me. We're having sex. No shower on. Leaned over a toilet. I'm not kidding.
Wait, did you pee?
I don't remember if
that's
it was.
So
he just like
annoying.
Thought you wanted him to come into the bathroom.
Whoa, whoa, what was?
Yeah, I go, like I'm teasing
yeah,
him in the middle.
Like, take me by the toilet. No,
you have no idea what I need to do in there.
What was your experience around it? Did you like it?
I guess I thought, well, like. Could you have waited for me to come back?
But I know.
Then also,
it's
like it's kind of hard to be like, I can't even handle not That's, having you in this little bathroom.
I guess.
You know?
It is hot.
Wait, but you like dry.
She likes dry sex.
I don't like dry sex.
She likes when it hurts.
I like when someone is like not have oil on them. Yeah. Because when you guys are like oil, I was like, that's kind of hot dog to me. And you guys were like salivating over it. And I was over there going, dry, please.
She wants it dry, boys.
If it was on a menu, I'd be like, I'll take it dry.
I had $2 Dodger dogs, the Dodgers game in Los Angeles on Tuesday night. Shitting my brains out the next morning at a very fancy hotel during a meeting.
There's absolutely nothing worse than actually being at a Major League Baseball game. It's one of the worst things that can happen to you.
I don't want my dear friend who took me to the game to hear this because I did have fun with her. But if you take me to a professional sporting event and I'm not like literally sitting on the floor touching one of the players' asses, I'm not going to have fun.
No,
I'll go to a Rockets game. I'll sit on the floor seats and I'll like be served like free stuff.
Like this should be
30
minutes.
But I'm not
going
to a normal game.
A game should be 30 minutes, the length of a sitcom episode.
Yeah, plays should be 90 minutes and games should be 30.
Plays should be 40.
There's a lot. It takes a lot of convincing to get me to go any sort of sport. Like I have to imagine like what I'd look like in the sports stuff.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like kind of like as a kid, I'd never go now. But like if my mom was like, let's go to a game, which she never did. But like if she would have, I'd be like, maybe I'll have a cute hat.
Sounds like you have some mommy issues.
I go, she'd never take me to a game. Yeah, she'd fly into New York with her boyfriend for a show, but never take me to a baseball game.
Oh, my God.
Where does she live?
Ohio.
She hails from Ohio.
We hail from Ohio.
So wait, you're from Ohio.
From Ohio.
Where'd you grow up?
And when did you feel comfortable becoming queen of Chicago?
Wait, where are you from?
So from Dayton, Ohio. Well, born in Cleveland, raised in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, what was your energy? who, let's start with, I think it's time. Maybe.
Yeah. Here it is.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Oh my God. So I was very, I still feel like, you guys have talked about this. I'm still Christian, but I was very, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like very Christian.
So
I'm not
you're
Christian anymore.
So I'd say I love God, but like love getting head. You know what I mean? Like it's
well, God.
It's you can do both. You can be bisexual. You can. You know what I mean? Like because not to go to church.
Because Pat is gay, he thinks God's a tree.
Nesta.
I thought you said treat, and I was like, he is a treat. You'd be
Well, I think it's a sign to God that he doesn't like when you give head. You know what I mean? Like, you could just decide that God loves when you give head, and then it's like, yeah. Oh my God, I have it all.
No, God loves. God loves sex. He loves fun.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. So, but in growing up, I didn't know that.
Of course.
So I was very like.
They don't teach it in the schools. They don't teach that God loves.
Did you go to? Do you still go to church?
No.
Okay.
But I feel spirit. I feel connected and spirit. Yeah,
I like to pray too.
I pray too, but I find church unhelpful.
Church is. I'm totally the opposite with you guys. Yeah, church is a punishment.
Hard. Yeah. It's hard.
They swing stuff in your face.
Yeah,
make you feel bad. But I'm like, the God that I feel is love, bitch.
Yeah,
and this is kind of now church for us. Like, okay. We're kind of in a support group.
Sometimes when I'm in a theater, when I walk into a black box theater.
It's hard.
It is.
Yeah.
When I walk into a black box theater, proscenium even, I think, sometimes the theater is my church.
Honey, the theater is not my church. But if I go running on the trails of like.
That is church. Angeles,
that's church.
Yeah.
Church. A long run outside church. Is church. A mountain
I had
church.
a bagel outside today, and I'm like, this is church.
For
bagel
me,
church,
for me a bagel is the devil trying to get me to come.
Oh, okay. Honey.
Honey, you need don't. Don't say that.
I know. Bagels.
You need don't say that.
Since I was a young boy, bagels have made me feel so crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you don't like the taste?
I like the taste,
no,
but
feels
they
like you can't have them because they're unhealthy. Aww.
No, I don't feel
bread
that.
Bread to me is healthy.
Bread is healthy to me, too.
Bread makes me feel crazy. Not just in that way. It makes me feel so, so tired and, like, weird energy all day. And that's my journey. I'm sorry I had to do that today.
Okay, well, I'll send away the bagels. Go.
Oh, shit. There's a guy with bagels for
bagels.
Hands.
Get out of here.
For hands.
Bagels for hands.
The thing is that I spent so long trying not to eat bread that it actually made my brain worse than when I just ate bread. So now I eat bread.
Yeah.
I don't care.
When I was on keto,
I'm always looking for a piece of bread. I was
Wait, Megan, get up off your knees. She's on her hands and knees.
There's nothing down there.
That character you just went into was beautiful. Yeah.
Wait, that's a character showcase.
There. There's nothing down there. That wasn't that.
That's
how was your how was your JFL?
It was probably the only time I've ever done a JFL round audition where I was like, this isn't good. No one likes this.
You'll probably get it then.
I don't care.
How was yours?
I would say that I really had fun, and I felt like
God. I just
what if I did that about everything?
I just auto recorded part of this and sent to a fan who DM'd me back.
So your
what?
Your fan?
My
phone
is crazy.
What?
Your phone is fucking Samara possessed.
I know.
Wait, it accidentally recorded us open the PM and then sent it to a fan?
I don't believe you.
Wait, what?
It's one of the ghosts in here. The ghosts in here are tricksters.
No, yes, my phone is crazy. God. You have to understand it struggles with mental health issues.
Really?
It does whatever it wants at any given moment of any given day. Oh. And that's
and there's help.
How's your JFL? Did you do New York or Chicago?
Chicago. It was so much fun. It was my first year doing it. And
you should get it because you're the funniest woman.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should have it. Me?
I'm not doing
it. I just want to go to Bagel Town.
I said enough.
Bagel Town.
I said, don't make me audition for that.
She said that.
They respect me.
It's like...
I did it twice. I should have gotten it and died.
Like, yeah, that's insane to me.
Then you wait around the whole night to talk to people.
Go Orfquem. So you're from Dayton, Ohio. You're a little church girl. You thought sex was bad.
Little church girl. Thought sex was bad.
Were you always a funny little freak?
You know what? I was like, I was always wanting to make videos, but we'd be with my cousins, but I wasn't really a funny freak in them. I was more like there's several videos of me screaming at my sister, like what the line should be.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, and there's this
you're very
video.
Serious.
There's this video where we're reenacting like what's that Nickelodeon sketch show? Like all
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were reenacting something where I was like handing her food. She comes up and she goes, I don't know if I want to do it. And I go, just do it, Abby. And then she goes, I don't know. And then I go, just turn it off. And I'm like, seven. And
then, so like, I'm that done. Was
that was me. And then like, yeah, I was like Christian, like in love with every like sporty guy.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But and then like,
really?
But nothing. He goes, really?
When did you become B?
So really as an adult became B.
Oh my God. So tell me about that journey.
But you're B?
She's B.
Yeah, I'm B.
I had
really?
Absolutely no idea.
You know how I know that?
Do you feel different?
Because one time you tweeted on Twitter, reminder that I like girls too.
Wow.
And I was like, I celebrate that. Her way of coming out to me.
I gotta say it sometimes because like people don't assume. Like,
no, I
and it helps sometimes, you know?
Helps
out.
What?
So you see sometimes like someone like it and like you're like, oh, if they're also B, maybe they're...
Maybe they're interested.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Did you get any hookups from that tweet?
No.
cool. That's great.
That's actually awesome that you asked. Like, no. Wait, so it wasn't very popular of a tweet.
Explain.
To be honest, there was maybe
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was.
That's really fucked up. Yeah. People are so comfortable treating bisexuals like absolute trash, and I'm so excited to hold up Meg's doctor and say bisexuals are here. They're hilarious. They're real.
A lot of people go, "You need to say your pan." People say you need to say your pan.
Why? What is the fuck pan? Does that mean?
I think it means.
Sorry, we should know what that means.
You're open. You're.
Is it okay that we don't?
Pan means you like everything.
You like. Yeah, you're open to dating everyone. And I did like semi get stalked by someone that was non-binary. So I think maybe I could be like.
I see.
But I think I.
You think you could be pan because you got stalked by someone who was non-binary?
I was open to it.
So because you got stalked, you were into them.
Like, we kissed before, and then the stalking started. I'm like, well, do now I say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do now I say
I'm pan. You know, like, do I? But yeah. I think you can say
whatever you want.
I thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
girl.
Well, I found out that I was because, like. Oops.
Yeah, how did you find that? Tell us your whole journey from it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so in Chicago, I kind of...
We're
not in Chicago.
Finish Ohio. So you're in Ohio.
Okay, we're in Ohio.
All of a sudden, you're like, and then you go to college.
I know this story, but once we're done, we never talk about Ohio again. This is all we have to say about Ohio.
And so from Ohio, like, I do worry. It's like,
I know.
But actually, an alarming amount of people are from Ohio.
Everyone, a lot. Everyone's from Ohio.
Most people. Mitra's from Ohio. Patty's from Ohio,
Most people are from Ohio.
That's how I know my girls.
From Ohio, literally.
I was walking down the street in Ohio, and there they were.
They were like, hello.
I said, hey, girl.
Like, hey, girl.
Okay, so you're in Ohio.
Paralyzed to, so horny.
Oh, really?
So horny, but paralyzed to flirt. Or get anything started.
With beads or G's.
Within.
But at this point, you were really looking at sporty bees.
I was looking at sporty bees.
Who wasn't?
I was. Here's one thing, though. I was nervous looking back, I'd be nervous to, like, okay, if we have a sleepover, like, what if I sleep too close to the girl? Mm. Yeah. So is that not something, did you experience that? Because that's something I thought everyone experienced. And I guess no. Like, truly nervous. I feel like she's going to think I like
her.
Well,
I remember being nervous about, like when female friends started being, like hugging all the time. I remember thinking, like, am I being too intimate or not intimate enough? Like, I wasn't sure how to navigate that.
Too, yeah.
But I don't know if it was because I was attracted or because I was just, like, awkward nervous in my body.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden, like, there was, like, a year. Like, seventh grade, everyone was, like, started hugging when they said hello and saying I love you.
I know, seventh grade people were addicted to that.
I love you too. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh yeah, we're hugging. Like, we hug. Like, I hug the guys too. Like, I don't know. Like, I was always, my god,
seventh grade was the year that you, like,
said I love you.
Someone said I love you.
Like, I love you. And you're like, you love me like my mom does?
Yeah.
I don't understand. You're in love. You walk away, you're in love with me.
So I feel like there was definitely some awkwardness with that.
Yeah, that too. That's part of it. But I also, like, wanted to see, like, in movies, like, them have sex with a girl. But I didn't realize. Like,
Girls have sex with girls?
No, like, in the movie The Mask, the villain and Cameron Diaz, like, I wanted them to hook up.
I don't remember the villain.
But I think I would want that, too.
Right? And yeah, so it's not really a bi thing. But looking back,
I was bi for 45 minutes on New Year's Eve.
Famously. So that could be a little...
Maybe you wanted Cameron Diaz and the villain from The Mask to hook up.
In that 45 minutes,
she's
I was fiending for a DVD of The Mask. I was like... I was like, who's got a Blu-ray?
This is a litmus test. If you want to know if your kid is bi, I want you to show them the movie The Mask. And if it feels like... And then you stop it in the middle and say, do you want Cameron Diaz and the villain to hook up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you're gonna go ahead and be bi now.
You're going to have a little bi guy.
Honey, guess
bi
what? Girl, you're bi.
Newsflash. You're bi. Bye.
Ring-a-ling-ling. You're bi.
Your son's bi. Goodbye.
our favorite quote in all of cinema. Your dad's gay. Bye.
Your dad's gay. Bye.
Oh my god.
So
paralyzed, and then my first kiss, which I think is important.
Oh yeah, this is really important
because this is the first time I ever got close to kissing anyone, which I did kiss, but okay, so this is what happened is, and I kind of told the story on another podcast, that's okay.
Yeah, I guess I wish.
No one cares about other podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, truly.
So basically
no one's listened to a podcast but this.
My cousins were like the bad girls and there was four of them.
I love that narrative.
I love the bad girls.
I love bad girls club.
Everyone needs needs two or three friends that can like,
to be like the bad girls.
And especially like three cousins that are bad girls is perfect. Right?
Cousins is fun.
Yeah, cousins was really fun, but I was like so nervous all the time.
Were they older than you?
They were a little older, like 2-3 years older. Perfect. And so like they would like be wanting, they'd like have a boy pick us up and I'd be like in the back seat in the floor, like hiding.
Yeah.
They'd be smoking in the room. I'd be inside the closet so that if my mom asked me if I saw them smoke, I could say no.
Oh my God.
Like that kind of thing. And it was really sad. And but they were really wild. Like they would like kiss each other in front of the guy, like guys.
The cousins.
your cousin. Your cousins need a VH1 reality show.
They literally kissed each other, and like I would be like literally like so it was traumatic.
That's so crazy.
Were they sisters?
No.
They were all different cousins.
They were all different cousins, but still related. And I love them. But it's a little weird. But I didn't kiss them for my first kiss. So
yeah, you shouldn't kiss your cousins for your first kiss.
I go, so I kissed those girls, and that's why I'm bi. No, one of my cousins had like their boyfriend in their room once, and I was in the closet, and they go,
"Wait, like, why are we always in the closet? why are you always in your cousin's closet?
It's too literal.
Literally,
it's like common. Metaphor is lost on you.
I didn't want to be near that. I didn't want to be near it, so I didn't want to get in trouble.
Wait, so like your cousin had her boyfriend over, you just go?
I'm hanging out.
Megan, why don't you leave, go home, or
because we're always on family vacation.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Like I have to play the charade that I'm up there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I'm literally in the closet, so I don't smell like smoke. I don't have to like answer to them. And they're like, "Megan, come here." And so I go out of the closet, I walk over them, and I'm kind of like, "What's up?" And she goes, one of my cousins goes, like, "You haven't had your first kiss yet." And I'm like 12, 13.
This is from a movie.
This is an amazing movie.
It's from a movie.
She offers you her boyfriend.
I wish someone gave
me. Yeah, she wants me to kiss her boyfriend.
I wish I had that.
It was I think she was trying to help.
That's an act of charity.
You know?
I love that.
She was trying to help. Like,
your cousins sound cool, minus like kissing each other.
No, your cousins do found apps like sociopaths. But,
they were trying to help.
Megan, out of the closet. I just realized you haven't had your first kiss.
Also, Trevor. Yeah, they probably talked about it, right? They go like,
"Wait,
she needs to kiss you."
Wait. Megan. So, where are your cousins now? May I ask?
Cleveland, Tennessee.
Can I
She's
ask?
Making a face.
I haven't made a face.
What are their jobs?
What are their jobs? Okay, one's bartender. One's like super mom.
Are they all married?
One's married, another's married. I'm like the worst describing. You're like, you made this up. Like, you're making up these people. But so the girl's boyfriend, though, was very hot.
Yeah.
And he also.
How old
like,
was he?
So he's probably like 17.
That's and you're 13?
And he was hot. Megan, and I was like 13, 14. Maybe he was 16.
Eighth grade.
Megan, don't give me for help. I'm on his side.
I was like 12, 13, so that's like 6, right? 6th grade.
For me,
12 is 7th grade.
I have a late birthday.
13th, 8th grade.
So I was actually 10 for the first 2 months of 6th grade.
That's
and
really
young.
And
he was probably between 16, 17, maybe 15. I go,
he's 26.
It to make it okay. Yeah, he's 45.
He's actually 4 years old.
He also was like tall country boy and his name was like literally Bubba.
I'm obsessed.
Oh my God.
So then what happened?
So then I walk up, I like crawl over and I want to kiss him because he's like hot, but I'm like, I'm not going to full on make out with someone's boyfriend. And then it's like, okay, let's go watch a movie now. Like,
hey, weren't you nervous you wouldn't know what to do? I was so nervous.
I didn't know what to do. And so when I kissed him, he was sitting on a bench and like kind of bashful. And then like finally he stood up, so I knew what was happening. And then he kissed me and he goes, "You pulled your teeth and mouth back."
You pulled your
teeth.
What?
And mouth. Like
you pull your teeth and mouth back.
Yeah. What? And then I went, okay. And like it was over. That was my first kiss.
Wait, do you notice what that means?
You pulled your teeth and mouth
back. So I think
back.
It means I probably like leaned in to kiss, but my head went back, like didn't want it, you know? And now I think that was trauma.
So it was like a peck?
Yeah, I think it was a peck. I definitely didn't open my mouth, but I bet it went like, like I like pulled my
you
lips
pulled
back.
Your teeth and mouth back.
So, but he said teeth too.
It's yeah. So funny. Really
it's hard to pull your teeth
pull
back.
Your teeth
that's
back.
Like a phrase you'll never forget.
I know it's it's in my brain.
I gave a blowjob the first week of college and the guy was like,
"Is it your first blowjob? Did you?"
And I'd given one before. Cool. I gave one to my friend's
cousin.
Older brother's
cousin's boyfriend.
No, wait, my friend's older brother's friend.
Your friend's older brother's friend.
Which is hot.
Oh, that
yeah,
is that, hot.
That's
yeah.
Perfect.
So I gave him a blowjob and then I spit it out in the sink.
How old are you?
17.
Perf.
And then when I gave one at college, yeah. This guy was like,
she gave a blowjob.
Yeah. He was like, too much.
Not saying like, I'm not going 17 year olds do it, but I'm like,
yeah, I'm not going 17 year olds do it, but.
Cut to a few months later, I'm 18, giving my first one at college. And he's like, teeth, too much teeth. Oh. I was like, no.
Wait, you know what someone told me? One of my first, he said I put my tongue on his. It hurt him. I put my tongue on his hole.
Oh God. Okay.
But I didn't mean
that shouldn't hurt.
Sometimes some people get absolutely off on when like literally like when you like go when it's like all about the head and then like for
some
me
people if, don't like it.
If, for me if you're like addicted to doing the head too much it like literally hurts. It's like too sensitive. Yeah. It's like stop. Yeah.
No, I'm so good for the record.
I don't think I'm very good at blowjobs, but ultimately I don't care.
I know
once
I'm
recently
good.
Someone I like gave
teach
someone
me.
I gotta have something.
Let's have
banana.
Let's go to Walmart. Grab a couple of bananas, carrots, cucumbers,
and condoms.
And you can teach me how to give an absolutely killer blowjob.
The idea of us eating like six carrots and like 12 cucumbers. Oh
my God. Catherine Cohen's blowjob lesson.
You know what I can't do? What I've learned that I don't like. I don't like to put my own fingers inside myself.
Oh, really?
I need something.
Pat was like, I said, I was like, I'm so horny. And he goes, just finger yourself to porn. I was like, no.
And you guys were sort of sexting about it. He was like, tell me what you to do it. He goes, wait, tell me.
I don't like putting my fingers inside my vagina. It feels weird.
Then what do you do? Yeah.
But I like how it feels when someone else does it.
Yeah. It feels completely different. Like, really? Yeah, I also can't. It's like in my brain, I'm like, your hand's in you.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have to have
something like a little something.
Like a dill.
So what do you do? Yeah. You cut your.
What?
Cut your what?
Cut my butt.
So you cut your.
Wait, so you touch your what? Your clit?
Yeah.
I don't fully understand. I still to this day, I'm 30, going on 31. I don't fully understand what a clitoris is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a little guy.
It's a little guy up top.
It's on the outside.
When I was in high school.
How do I explain it? It's like, here's like, the vagina, it opens, here's the hole, and the clit's up here.
And people say like it's hard to find, but it's not really at all.
Yeah,
no, the whole thing's
like
kind
of. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Talking about it makes me feel horny.
When I was in high school, my friend used to like accuse me of lying. Like, I didn't really know like what tampons were even because I never had sisters when I was like young. My friend would always be like, you're just trying to be funny and like lie and act like you don't know what this stuff is and you know what it is.
That's aggressive.
I think he listens to pods, so I'll call him out even though
he's my dear friend
now. No, I love him to this day, but Rob Fleming, you always said that to me. And you listened to the pod, Rob Fleming said that. And I was like, I don't know what a tampon, I have nothing to gain by lying about this.
As I said on the pod, one time my friends were trying to show me how to put a tampon in because I hadn't got my period yet, but I felt like it was coming and I was nervous. And she like held a mirror up and I was trying to do it and she was like, I can't help you because there's all this hair in the way.
Oh.
And that's when I was like embarrassed I hadn't shaved all my pubes off.
Oh my God.
Wait, wow. Do people shave that young though?
Apparently.
I still don't know who shaves what.
I know that everyone's supposed to, but I'm not going to.
But I don't like to because what you
I
said,
hate
I, it. It's just so bad.
I've come around to just always having a bush, and if guys don't like it,
yeah, exactly.
I kind of like
I don't
having.
Think they care.
Like,
if they do care, whatever.
Someone told me I was shaving the opposite part once.
What?
Wait, shaving the opposite part?
What do you mean?
Like a long time ago when I first was like sexually
active. So you shave like the top and not like the.
Because that makes sense. Because
well, that's easy to shave.
The bottom part is
a fucking minefield.
Yes, and also like it's
fleshy
safer
lips.
Not.
Like no,
you need it there for like to protect yourself.
I know,
like that. It makes sense.
It's
to
true.
That
you're
top.
Sweating in your underwear. And it's like all these germs. Like,
and he goes, "Not that I care." I'm like, "Why are you telling me then?"
Yeah,
fuck you,
not
dude.
That I care.
Yeah, don't tell me what parts.
So anyways,
you know
the opposite part.
No, wait.
So you get your kiss.
Wait. Yeah, you still haven't said why you're bisexual.
Okay. Wait, are we there yet? Are we there to Chicago?
No, so
it happens in Chicago.
How do you get to Chicago?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
do you get, like, why are you in Chicago? Like, what's going on?
Well, I guess I have to mention that I had a very serious gay boyfriend in high school, though.
Oh, my God.
Before I get to
tell
that,
us
I
everything.
Think.
Is like, he hot?
He's not really my type, but he is, like,
oh, he's gay.
Beautiful. Like, yeah, like, yeah. He is, like, hot, but it was more like we were just best friends.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have, you know, we don't
Did
have
you
to,
have sex?
We know what
No,
that
we
looks
kiss like. With our mouths
And we
closed.
On the pod, we know what that looks like. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did you date?
Well, I remember, like, maybe a school year, but it was really serious because we were best friends, and like after was best friends, and like I knew was he it? Was gay. Like I knew yeah. he was.
Was it frost off June scene?
Why did you know he was gay?
It was like that was like senior.
It was scene wow, and you yeah. were doing closed
that's
mouth.
That's old.
Yeah, that's old to do closed mouth with a gay.
How did well, start? Because
we would be on
senior,
the phone.
Senior year is old to do closed mouth kisses with a gay man.
I know. I just like was so nervous about sex that it was fine, but of I course. Also remember being like, wait, like you've gotten a blowjob before and I only kiss you with your mouth closed, and he was like, I respect you more than that person. Wait, it's like Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
It's like Lady
was
Bird.
Was he religious?
He wasn't. He was like literally into guys and like, but also wanted my attention. Like truly. Aww. I mean, like I knew.
Wait, was how open was he about being into guys? I'm like so horny for this.
like the get, like there was some.
The rule during the podcast is one of us has to be horny. Goes, I know. Harry Ball.
talking about clits, Captain's horny. Talking about closet yeah, teams, like, I'm hard as a rock.
Well, like it was so apparent that like. I knew he's hooked up with a guy before.
Oh, really? And I knew. Oh, so he's like literally like a Samantha, like sexually.
But didn't want to say labels, but like, so I was like, I mean, we were kind of in love, but like not in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we were young.
Did everyone in high school think he was gay? Was someone like Maggie?
Yeah, they were like, why are you, like the gay guy, like our gay friends that also were our enemies because they wanted to be with him and like were mad I was dating him.
Oh my God.
Like truly were like, what's going on? Yeah, look at that.
Wait, what was my high school? It was never like... There was never any of this in my high school.
Well, literally, there was drama because, like...
There was a clique of gays that were mad because you had taken yes, one of their own.
Taken one of their own. And I was just like, you know, it would be really bad. Like, one day they'd be friends, one day not. And one day... oh, God. One day I get a call. Because one of the guys who really wanted to be with him and was kind of mean to us and, like, truly back and forth said, like, told me, like, out of nowhere. And I didn't care. It was like, go eat a pie or something, like to be mean, like from the 80s, like from the 50s. Yeah.
Go eat a pie.
Go eat a pie. And I just like, he was
One of these gays?
He was like twice the size of me. Like, it didn't bother me at
one
all.
One of these gays.
Yeah, one of the gays.
And he was,
go
he
eat
was
a
trying
pie.
To be mean, but also it was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I get go a eat call. A
you get a call.
From my boyfriend. And he goes, me and two of the other drama kids broke his windows of his car.
No.
And ran off.
Wait, these gays are crazy.
These
gays are psycho.
My boyfriend did that. Like, wait, defend me.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, with like other drama kids. And I was like, you didn't need to. Like,
wait, I love that.
I know, it was sweet. But I was also like just watching TV at home, like didn't care. And like they could get in trouble. And I was like,
so this guy,
out.
This random guy was mean to you. Was he gay? Mm-hmm.
He was gay. And like sometimes our friends, sometimes not, wanted like attention from me and the guy I was dating. Like,
this is so complex.
It's really complex for like teenagers.
So your friends busted his windows
oh and ran God. off, and they were telling me like
he loves you so much.
I know.
Are you guys still friends?
We are still friends. We never
I
really
was gonna ask you
other,
if you felt comfortable finding him on Instagram for me.
My God.
You will think, I mean, he is hot. He's like pretty cute. He's like, he's just not my like. I mean,
how'd you finally break up?
Do you think he listens to the pod?
He definitely would love the pod. I just don't get to talk to him a lot.
Talk about the demise of your relationship.
Okay, so
are you mad at how my phone is?
Wait, I think I could find him better on Facebook.
I don't have the app on my phone. We'll do this after.
Okay, yes, I'll show him.
Catherine
you
is a camel.
No, it's because I think I'm getting sick and I'm trying to call him water. I have a show Wednesday.
Wait, so talk about the demise of your...
So we went to prom together and...
this is like the end of... everything.
Yeah,
I mean, it
was the end of everything.
This is the season
and
finale.
And I knew we couldn't, like, date forever. Like, I knew he wasn't... Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew he was gay. Like, I knew, but I loved... Like, mm-hmm. we loved each other so much. And
that's so sweet.
He, like, broke up with me next to the lockers and was like, you know, we're going to go to school and you're going to have so many guys, like, liking you. And I just knew it was coming. And, like, I knew that he liked these other guys. And,
yeah. Do you think he was getting blowies from gays?
I mean, I heard he was, like, in the bathroom with a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just was like... Don't tell me that. Like, I was just like, I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe before we were together, it was sad.
Yeah.
And we literally, like, it was really sad. And we went to drama after school and we were, like, cleaning out the costume closet. And he was like, so we're going to watch America's Next Top Model at your house after this. And I was like, no, you just broke up with me. And he was pissed.
Oh, my God.
And then he did. He came over and watched it. And, like, we had, like another 6 months or so where, or about a year, where we were really close. But there was a lot of jealousy. Like, if someone wanted to go out with me, he'd be mad.
But were you in college? Wow.
Yeah. But
went to college together?
No, like, well, I guess we went to, like, community college. And, like, we were
in Ohio?
Yeah.
And so you were always still seeing each other?
We weren't really in school together. Like... But we did work in my stepdad's telemarketing office.
Oh my god.
Like, it was truly intertwined. Like, it was crazy.
You guys
crazy.
Are like childhood sweethearts.
We were. We really were. And, like, you know, I would go crazy when, like, he would be dating a guy and it would hurt so bad. Yeah. Like, to be, you know what I mean? And,
oh,
like,
my God, that's so tough. So, afterwards,
did he immediately then, after you kind of, like, come out and be like, okay, I'm, like, literally gay?
That's did he ever
rock
no.
hard
he, ne- he never came out because they always knew and like he just was up dating guys
so after
like,
you just started dating guys has boyfriends
I think
who's
he wanted
who's his boyfriend
he's single now I'm pretty sure
I have a boyfriend
he's in Toronto I'm like wait you do have a boyfriend
I can't
you
ultimately.
Would think he's cute though he's very handsome and like funny really funny and it was sad and like yeah, it was pretty. We were pretty toxic for each other because, like, we—it's like we wanted to be together but wanted to date people.
Yeah,
we were
of course,
little,
you wanted to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't want to have sex, but we wanted to be the each other's
person. Sorry, I've had four and I haven't offered you
person.
One.
Oh no! We wanted to be like I don't want to say partners. Yeah. Partners is like, but you know what I mean. Like, we wanted to be the.
You're Meredith and Christina.
Yes. Yes.
Meredith and Christina. You're two little people I like to call Meredith and Christina.
Wait, I don't know.
Two people that mean that.
And I kept going, yeah, yeah.
You're two people that mean the world to me. Named
Am I wrong that it's Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, Meredith Grey and Christina Yang.
Oh, really?
The BFF.
Wait, literally?
They kind of coined the phrase, like, you're my person.
Oh, yes.
Like,
that's
this,
how,
what we
that's
share
what
means
we...
so much more than romance. More than
I got chills, but I hate that.
Wait, we literally worked on the street. Look at my little chills. We literally worked on the street and ran into each other the other day. It was like out of a movie.
The guy?
And there's no like bad feelings now. We're like
adults.
He
lives in Chicago?
He does, yeah.
So everyone just kind of goes to Chicago eventually because it's close.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Hey, Chicago, very close.
But when did you
want
to do comedy?
I have no idea what MAP is.
When did he?
When did you want to do comedy?
Well, I was obsessed with theater in high school, but never got good parts.
Yeah,
and,
classic.
I tried to go to school, and like I was like, oh, this is all I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. I tried so many different things, like being like, oh, I didn't know comedy could be like a career.
Yeah,
you know?
Me neither. I still don't know that it can be.
And so I moved to Chicago just to do it. Like, all, like, I just clicked in my head, like, that's what I'm gonna do. I took, like, some improv and.
Well, you're the funniest person in Chicago.
Were you second city queen?
You and Sarah Squirm.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. She's, like, one of my best friends.
I know. She's how I know you. Funny.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
she's a genius.
Oh, she's the best. Yeah.
Yeah, I met her twice.
No one makes me laugh like you guys make me laugh.
Honey,
you and her.
We talk about you that way all the time.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
For Sex and the City, the hills, the city.
Pop, Sarah, Meg.
Yes.
Waiting for the man,
oh, we're obsessed
for
with
you.
Both of
you guys are going to open for me in Chicago,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're so excited.
The words that I'm sad they couldn't add a second show.
They couldn't add a second show.
Sully was like, there's no space.
I wonder what's happening.
Stupid. Sully.
Sully.
I'm addicted to Sully.
I know. Sully's the most dreamy guy. He's so nice.
He's so nice and so dreamy.
He is. He's like out of a movie, right?
He really
is
out of a movie.
He's really sweet. He's like the sweetest. He's like fully singing.
No.
Whenever I mention the hills, I have to sing full. If I mention the hills, I had to sing full.
That's a disorder.
Unwritten. Natasha, unwritten.
The best is the rest is just unwritten.
The best is just unrandom.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.